The Death of Expertise Book, A Summary in 9 Words. Chapter 1, What's the Death of Expertise Book by Thomas M. Nichols. The Death of Expertise, The Campaign Against Established Knowledge and Why It Matters, is a book written by Thomas M. Nichols, a professor of national security affairs at the U.S. Naval War College and an adjunct professor at the Harvard Extension School. In this book, Nichols explores how the rise of the internet and social media has led to a dangerous erosion of trust in experts and expertise. Nichols argues that in today's digital age, everyone has access to a vast amount of information, leading many to believe they know as much as experts in various fields. This attitude, Nichols contends, not only devalues the expertise of trained professionals, but also poses a threat to the very foundations of knowledge and truth. The Death of Expertise serves as a cautionary tale about the dangers of dismissing established knowledge and expertise in favor of personal opinions and unchecked information. Nichols calls for a renewed respect for experts and a return to a society that values expertise and critical thinking. Overall, the book delves into the complex relationship between knowledge, authority, and democracy, offering insights into the challenges facing society in an age of information overload and diminishing trust in experts. Chapter 2 is The Death of Expertise Book, A Good Book. The Death of Expertise by Thomas M. Nichols is a highly acclaimed book that discusses the decline of respect for experts and expertise in modern society. The book argues that the rise of technology, social media, and the internet has led to a society that values personal opinions over verified facts and evidence-based knowledge. It is well-researched, thought-provoking, and timely in today's age of misinformation and fake news. Overall, it is considered a good book for anyone interested in understanding the challenges facing experts in today's society. Chapter 3, The Death of Expertise Book by Thomas M. Nichols. Summary. In his book, The Death of Expertise, Thomas M. Nichols explores the worrying trend of the declining respect for experts and expertise in today's society. Nichols argues that the rise of the internet, social media, and a culture of anti-intellectualism have led to a dismissal of authority and knowledge in favor of personal opinions and feelings. This has serious implications for public policy, education, and society as a whole. Nichols examines the root causes of this phenomenon, pointing to factors such as the democratization of knowledge through the internet, the erosion of trust in institutions, and the rise of populism. He also delves into the consequences of this trend, including the spread of misinformation, the devaluing of expertise in decision-making, and the undermining of democratic institutions. Furthermore, Nichols offers recommendations for how we can address the death of expertise, including promoting critical thinking skills, fostering a culture of intellectual humility, and rebuilding trust in experts and institutions. He emphasizes the importance of recognizing the value of expertise in a complex and interconnected world and the dangers of allowing ignorance and arrogance to prevail. Overall, The Death of Expertise serves as a thought-provoking and timely analysis of the challenges posed by the diminishing respect for expertise in society and the need to reclaim the role of experts in shaping our collective future. Chapter 4, The Death of Expertise Book. Author. Thomas M. Nichols is an author and political scientist who released the book, The Death of Expertise, The Campaign Against Established Knowledge and Why It Matters, in 2017. In addition to this book, he has also written The Sacred Cause, Civil-Military Conflict Over Soviet National Security, which was released in 1990. The Death of Expertise is arguably his most well-known and widely regarded book, as it delves into the increasing disregard for expertise and knowledge in society, particularly in the age of the internet and social media. It has received positive reviews and has been recommended by various academics and thinkers. Chapter 5, The Death of Expertise Book, Meaning and Theme. The Death of Expertise Book, Meaning. The Death of Expertise by Thomas M. Nichols is a book that explores the growing distrust in experts and expertise in modern society. Nichols argues that in the age of the internet and social media, everyone has the ability to become an expert on any topic, leading to a devaluation of true expertise and knowledge. This phenomenon, according to Nichols, has serious consequences for democracy and public discourse, as it erodes the ability of experts to provide valuable insights and guidance in complex issues. The book calls for a renewed respect for expertise and a recognition of the importance of relying on knowledgeable experts in decision-making processes. The Death of Expertise book theme. The main theme of The Death of Expertise by Thomas M. Nichols is the increasing skepticism and rejection of expertise in modern society. Nichols argues that people now value their own opinions and beliefs over those of experts in various fields, leading to a decline in legitimate expertise and a rise in misinformation and ignorance. He explores the implications of this trend for democracy, education, and public policy, and emphasizes the importance of respecting and relying on genuine experts to make informed decisions and address complex issues. Ultimately, Nichols advocates for a renewed appreciation of expertise and a commitment to upholding the standards of evidence-based knowledge in a world increasingly driven by ideology and personal biases. Chapter 6: Other Accessible Resources. 1. The Death of Expertise: The Campaign Against Established Knowledge and Why It Matters by Thomas M. Nichols, available for purchase on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other book retailers. 2. Interview with Thomas M. Nichols on NPR's Fresh Air podcast discussing The Death of Expertise and the Challenges of Navigating a Post-Truth World. 3. Review of The Death of Expertise by The New York Times, highlighting the author's arguments about the erosion of trust in experts and the consequences for society. 4. Article in The Washington Post featuring excerpts from The Death of Expertise and discussing the implications of anti-intellectualism in modern society. 5. Thomas M. Nichols's website, where readers can learn more about his work and access additional resources related to The Death of Expertise. 6. Discussion thread on Reddit's r/books community analyzing the key themes and arguments presented in The Death of Expertise. 7. Video interview with Thomas M. Nichols on C-SPAN's Book TV program discussing the research and ideas behind The Death of Expertise. 8. Podcast episode from The New Yorker featuring a conversation with Thomas M. Nichols about his book and the challenges facing experts in today's society. 9. Op-ed in The Atlantic written by Thomas M. Nichols, expanding on the concepts presented in The Death of Expertise and exploring potential solutions to the problem of declining trust in experts. 10. Social media posts on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the hashtag #TheDethoffExpertise to share quotes, reviews, and discussions about the book and its implications for modern society. Chapter 7: Quotes of the Death of Expertise book. The Death of Expertise book quotes as follows. 1. In a perfect world, no one is an expert on everything. In a democracy, citizens need to have enough understanding to be able to evaluate the arguments put forth by experts. 2. The death of expertise is not only a rejection of knowledge, but also a rejection of the processes and institutions that produce knowledge. 3. The internet has made information more available than ever before, but it has also made it easier for people to find information that confirms their biases rather than challenging them. 4. We cannot simply rely on popularity or accessibility to determine the validity of information. We need to be able to evaluate the source, the evidence, and the logic of the arguments being made. 5. Being knowledgeable does not mean being infallible. We should always be open to new information and willing to revise our beliefs in light of new evidence. 6. Expertise is not about pedigree or credentials, but about a commitment to truth, evidence, and logic. 7. The erosion of expertise is a threat to our democracy, as it undermines our ability to make informed decisions and hold government officials accountable. 8. We need to be able to distinguish between genuine experts and self-appointed authorities who peddle falsehoods and misinformation. 9. The rise of conspiracy theories and fake news is a symptom of the death of expertise, as people increasingly reject established facts and experts in favor of their own beliefs. 10. We cannot afford to be complacent about the erosion of expertise. We must actively defend and promote a culture that values knowledge, expertise, and critical thinking. Chapter 8 Similar books like The Death of Expertise book. 1. Thinking, Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman. This book dives deep into the psychology behind decision-making and explores how our minds work, shedding light on the biases and heuristics that often lead us astray. 2. Misbehaving, The Making of Behavioral Economics by Richard H. Thaler. In this book, Thaler, a pioneer in the field of behavioral economics, discusses how people make decisions that are not always rational and the implications for economics and public policy. 3. Nudge, Improving Decisions About Health, Wealth, and Happiness by Richard H. Thaler and Kassar, Sunstein. This book explores how small changes in the way choices are presented can have a big impact on our behavior, and how policymakers can use these insights to create better outcomes for society. 4. Freakonomics, A Rogue Economist Explores the Hidden Side of Everything by Stephen D. Levitt and Stephen J. Dubner. This book uses economic theory to explore a wide range of topics, from crime rates to parenting techniques, uncovering surprising connections and challenging conventional wisdom. 5. Predictably Irrational, The Hidden Forces That Shape Our Decisions by Dan Ariely. Ariely explores the irrationality of human behavior and explains why we often make decisions that go against our best interests, offering valuable insights for understanding and improving our choices.